person, say you knock at the door, you come here to the house, and someone knows you real well, and you knock and stuff, saying your name, you just say, it's
just me.
Mm-hmm. And say you're comparing how tall you are with somebody, you say, well, she's not as tall as
I am.
Mm-hmm. Or again, you might say, I'm not as
tall as she.
Mm-hmm. And say you're comparing how well you can do something, you might say, he can do it better than
I.
Mm-hmm. And
if I was,
go ahead.
Just being sort of funny, I'd say, he can do it better than me.
Mm-hmm. Which would you use in normal everyday speech?
Kind of, he can do it better than I can. I think I'd say that.
Mm-hmm. Say if a man has been no further west than, say, Mobile, you'd say that Mobile is the
farthest away,
mm-hmm, yeah,
that he has traveled.
Yeah. And if something belongs to me, then you say it's
mine.
Mm-hmm. Or if it belongs to both of us, you say it's
it is ours.
Mm-hmm. If it belongs to them, it's
theirs.
Or to him, it's
his.
Mm-hmm. To her, it's
hers.
Mm-hmm. And say people have been to visit you and they're about to leave, and you enjoy the visit. What do you say to them?
Oh, I enjoyed having you. Please come back again, or y'all come back.
Mm-hmm, something like that. And say now if somebody's been you had your car out in the road, and say you had a flat tire and it was sticking out in the road, somebody might stop and say, better move your car, or someone's going to run into
the back.
Mm-hmm.
Or run into you.
Mm-hmm. And say that a friend of yours had been to a party and you didn't get to go, and you were interested in knowing about the people at the party, you'd say,
who was that?
Mm-hmm. And I'll say that your friend went to church, you didn't make it to church, and you wanted to know about what the preacher said, you might say,
what was the sermon about?
Mm-hmm. And if no one else will look out for them, you'd say, well, they've got to look out
for themselves.
Mm-hmm. And no one else will do it for him, you say, he better do it
for himself.
Mm-hmm. Ask you some different kinds of questions. Can you tell me about the different kinds of bread that people eat, and that you used to eat as a girl, and so they're just generally eating around here?
Well, of course, your loaf light bread we call white bread. And we have cornmeal, corn bread, egg bread, hush puppies that we usually add onion to and serve as fish.
Mm-hmm.
Corn pone.
Now, you mentioned egg bread and corn pone. What's the difference?
Now, egg bread it's cornmeal with the egg and milk and all in there, and it is baked in an iron skillet,
mm-hmm,
about 2 inches deep, like a cake.
Mm-hmm.
And corn pone is cornmeal and water and salt that is formed into small loaves or pones of bread.
Mm-hmm. What are any other kinds of cornbread that you used to have? You mentioned hush puppies.
Hush puppies and hoe cake. Mm-hmm. Was the thin cornmeal cake.
Now, was it cooked on top of the
stove? On top of the stove in a flat skillet.
Mm-hmm.
And you always put bacon grease in first and then put your hoe cake in that. And of course it originated with the niggers cooking it on the blade of the hoe when they were working in the field.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yes.